What's up, gang? Hi, everybody. This is Gonzo. You're listening to Is It Crayon or Crayon on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's the same people. We've got AC in the studio.
Hello.
Hi.
We're in different chairs.
We're in different
now.
Chairs. Whoa.
What?
What?
We make
what?
The same joke every time.
Every time, and it never gets old. I love a bit that never gets old.
Exactly. Someone's going to call in and be like, not funny.
Not funny anymore. My family, who hears this every week, is just like, oh my God. we're in new chairs, and I'm going to play a song for you guys that is 7 minutes long by Goose. This is called Hunger Sight, and I hope you guys like it, because I do. Alrighty, folks. That was Hunger Sight by the band Goose. Goose. I'm also going to take a page out of AC's book, and I'm going to play you guys some songs that got me through our lovely, lovely training trip a couple weeks ago. Because again, last year, the song that got me through it happened to be, just turned out to be my number one song of the year.
What was it?
It was Shot Put. Still Wheezy released Shot Put like right as we were going down, and I was like, oh, wow, this is a banger.
Yeah.
Banger.
That one's so fun.
It's so fun. I'm going to play you right now. What do I have? What do I have in the queue? I'm going to play you. So I listen to a fair amount of Spanish music, and I'm going to play you one of my favorite songs by it's called Color Esperanza. And then we have a song that's in English, but it is very it's a little bossa nova influenced. So it's fun. This is Color Esperanza, and I hope you all enjoy. I love this song.
I'm so excited.
All right. Ciao, ciao.
Sé que hay en tus ojos con solo mirar que estás cansado de andar y de andar y camina girando siempre en un lugar. Sé que las ventanas se pueden abrir, cambiar el aire depende de ti. Te ayudará, vale la pena una vez más. Saber que se puede, querer que se pueda, quitarse los miedos, sacarlos afuera, pintarse la cara, color esperanza, tentar al futuro con el corazón. Es mejor perderse que nunca embarcar, mejor tentarse a dejar. Aunque ya ves que no es tan fácil empezar. Sé que lo imposible se puede lograr, que la tristeza algún día se irá, y así será, la vida cambia y cambiará. Sentirás que el alma vuela,
Alrighty, folks, those last two songs were Color Esperanza by Diego Torres and Airplanes by Adron.
Those were lovely songs. Aren't
they fun? Aren't they fun?
So fun.
Color Esperanza always makes me happy.
I want to get up do a little salsa right now.
Do a little salsa. Folks at home, you should go look at the album cover. It's from his Mis Favoritos. And the album cover is just like the same photo of him, just like different sizes. And it's fantastic. It's fantastic.
And some of them like cut off his face a little bit, but yeah, it's the same like over the shoulder like, kind of moody angle.
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. All right. Next two songs are gonna be some more classic things from me, some Half Alive, mm-hmm. some of the Greeting Committee, and then we're gonna do some fun things. We're gonna do a little Joywave. We're gonna do a little Leon. But before that, folks, if you're listening, and if you love keeping the station freeform and supporting our community radio, please consider donating to our 2025 donations drive. If you'd like to pay online, go to wmfo.org and click the donate button, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org. Thanks for helping us keep it freeform. Yeah. Donations drive is super helpful for the things we do at the station. So mm-hmm. if you have the means and you like our radio station, go take a look. There are some fun things on the website. This next song released while we were in Clemson, a couple of weeks ago. This is Half Alive and the Walters. It's kind of a weird mix. If you've heard either one of their like I was kind of like, where do these two artists fit in with each other? But it's kind of fun, and I kind of liked it. So this is R.I.P. by Half Alive and the Walters.
I'm feeling helpless.
Alrighty, folks. That last one was, actually, those last two in order were R.I.P. by Half Alive and the Walters. And that last one was You've Got Me by the Greeting Committee, which, I mean, I'm a sucker for a horn section. I'm sorry.
It's great. It's great. It's great. Really, like, digging the backup vocals.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's fun. It's the Greeting Committee, they do good stuff.
Yeah.
They do good stuff. Their This Is It album is chef's kiss. I have not listened to the 2024 album, and I should.
Yeah.
And I should, because the one song I do know off of it is a lot of fun.
The only other one I know from them, it's... It's like...
You would like the Greeting Committee.
Yeah. It's going to take me a second. I think it's called Kids. I don't know. It's from their 2022 album, Dandelion. Or at least I recognize that, like, cover. I'll find it and get back to you.
Yeah. It is called Kids.
Maybe. I don't know.
Deep cut.
Who's to say?
Who's to say?
That might not even be the right one.
Who's to say? Yeah, we're gonna go on. This next song is a song by Leon. This is one of two songs of hers that I know. The one that I like a lot is Lift You Up, but this one's a lot more upbeat, and there's a lot more energy in it, which was sometimes necessary a couple weeks ago.
She's awesome.
She makes the two songs I know are, like, really fun. Mm-hmm. But this is You and I.
Seeing the sun go down again, staying in my bed for too long now. Heard you were out last night, my friend, say you're looking well, you seem happy. But you're a liar if you say that you're fine. Bet you wonder if I think of you now. Done my best to stay away, but I think I'm going crazy. Shut my eyes, you seem closer. Dancing to keep the tears away, get this heavy weight off my shoulder. And every stranger I pretend they are you. They never hold me, never touch like you do. Done my best to stay away, but like Where all
Alrighty, folks, those last two songs were You and I by Leon and Tongues by Joywave. I love that song.
It's a fun one. I remember you were talking to me about it in the airport before we flew back, and I was like, what is that song? And you played a little bit, and I was like, oh, I know what
you're
talking
about. You know what I'm talking about. I have a gripe with Connections today. Folks, mild spoilers for today's Connections. I open up the Connections and I see Eagle, Birdie, Bogey, and Par, and not even one away. I mean, the New York Times has had my number recently.
They're getting harder.
They're getting harder.
Yeah.
The other option is not doing it.
Yeah, but I will do it in the privacy of my own home, not in class, so that I don't embarrass myself in front of the people behind me.
Oh, of course. You can't. Can't be doing that. Or you sit in the back.
Pro tip.
No. So my fun fact. My major is we're about like 30 people in my class, and we have had two classes with each other every semester for the last six semesters, and they've all been in like the same two rooms, so we've given ourselves like self-assigned seats.
Yeah,
and it's really weird if like somebody sits in the wrong seat. Like we're all like kind of walking, and somebody's always like, ooh, new seats. And then we just like try as hard as we can to get back to our normal seating arrangement.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the other chemi classes have done this yet, like the other, like the class of 26 and 27. Yeah. But like my seat in the back of both, like, I sit in the back, towards the back right corner, like, not in the back right corner, but the one next to it.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if everybody else, like, everybody, or, like, all the other, like, younger Kebbies have it, because, like, we're, like, it's deeply ingrained in all of our... in all of our psyches. Like,
how often do people try and switch it up?
We don't try and switch it up. Sometimes just
it
people...
It just happens.
So, yeah, you know like how sometimes like you're looking at like a grid of like chairs? Like, if I'm like in the middle of it, like I'm not remembering exactly which seat I am.
So you're like
so
one off.
So sometimes people are like one off and we all just kind of like adjust a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But as a whole, like the status quo is kept the same. Sometimes there's like an extra chair in a row. Like, it's just like... Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. This next song is by Yellow. I think I played it the last time I was on air, but like that was like 3 weeks ago, so I'm going to play it again. And also because this is Better Views by Yellow House. The album cover to this album, A Carnival of Fears, is The Yellow House by Van Gogh, which is currently in the MFA,
in the
Van Gogh Special Exhibit, and I went to go see it 2 days ago.
Amazing.
And it was awesome exhibit. You should go if you can.
Okay, yeah.
I love this painting and I love this song. This is The Yellow House's Better Views. Cha-cha.
Could you just might stay? 'Cause you're right, and I'm trying to change myself, but it's tiring. And I go to bed and I'm crying, 'cause it's sad to breathe the air when you're not there. 'Cause you're
Those last two were Better Views by the Japanese House and Sad to Breathe by the Japanese House.
Oh, wait. I think Better Views is by Yellow House.
Yellow House. Yep. You're right.
So many houses.
So many houses. So many houses.
What the heck?
Lots of houses. Speaking of houses, folks, if you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed, but perhaps number one are radishes because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. And of course,
Wow. You
can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Unts.
I've tried to grow some of my own food.
And how did it go?
I did kill my basil.
No,
but that was just
because I kept forgetting the basil.
I know. I kept forgetting to water it.
Mm.
So that's my fault.
That would do it.
Yeah.
That would do it.
Yeah, it would.
It would.
And it did.
Do you know what? This PSA reminds me of. This is going to be a childhood deep cut.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Super Y?
Yeah.
Peas and carrots, carrots and peas? No?
Wait, I'm.
Book come out, please, please, please? Question mark. I think it's Super Y.
I don't, maybe. I remember Super Y, but I don't remember that.
Maybe I'm getting this wrong.
Because he was like a superhero.
But it was about books?
Oh, yes, it was. Okay, I'm just like forgetting.
I'm a super. Oh yeah, no, I'm so correct. Super Y. Super Y was crazy. This is like somewhere deep in my mind palace. Anyways, I digress. Folks who watch Super Y, blast to the past.
And to think they want to cut its funding. I want to keep watching Super Y.
Up next, folks, this is On the Floor by Perfume Genius.
I'm trying, but still I close my eyes. The dream and bringing his face to mine. Lock the door. The constant buzzing all through the night. The fight, it rips me all up inside. On the floor, I pace, I run my mouth, I pray and wait. Rising fall of his chest on me. I'm trying, but still it's all I see. The violent current of energy. I just want him in my arms.
Alrighty, folks. That was On the Floor by Perfume Genius, which I think has been my song of the last week. That one's been on repeat a little bit. Folks, thank you very much for listening to Is It Crayon or Crayon on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We will hopefully see you all again here next week.
Yes, next week.
Yeah, next
week. The timing might be a little bit different
because
we're going to volunteer, not to flex or anything.
We're such good people.
Yeah, but
and we're so humble.
We're the most humble people ever. But we will be here probably like 2:45 to 4.
Yeah, 2:45 to 4 probably.
Hopefully, I think Joe is going to take over the first bit of my show. So either way, be sure to tune in because you're going to hear great music either way.
It'll be great. And I'm very happy to be back in the routine. Yes. It's been so long.
All right, what are we finishing the hour
with?
We are
finishing the hour with a short little song. It's only 2 minutes. This is Dinner Date by the Sunrise Academy. I hope you all enjoy, and we'll see you all next week. Besos. Ciao, ciao.
In